All right, so anyway, we're kind of, you know, a quick turnaround here with, you know, the short week. We watched the film this morning from the Buffalo game and, you know, try to make the corrections on that and, you know, get some of those problems fixed as we go forward. And then, you know, more importantly, head on to the Jets. They're a tough team to prepare for based on their all the different schemes that they run offensively and defensively and the players that they have. They have an outstanding group of players, played very well on Sunday against Houston. And so we know we got our work cut out for us. I know it's only the second week of the season, but playing a division game on the road, you know, at this point, both teams 1-0. It's a big game. So we've got a lot of work to do and one less day to do it, so we're really going to have to, you know, put our foot to the metal here and you know, catch up.
Bill, based on the information you have at this time with Gerard Mayo, can you rule out that his injury would be like a season-ending situation?
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay. Thank you. From a football perspective, just a question on the game. When you bring Vollmer onto the field, and either Light or Kazier becomes eligible, is that something that Vollmer does well that you want to get him on the field, or is that a result of not having the, you know, a third tight end that you felt comfortable just at this time putting on the field? I was hoping you could explain that, that decision-making personnel-wise.
Well, we've had three tight ends, but then when we made the change last week and brought Matthews onto the team, you know, we only had a couple days to get that ready, and you know, Matt was just a little more comfortable in our system, obviously, with the time and all that he's spent here. So we've gone that way, but it's basically a, you know, multiple tight end formation, and Matt serves as one of the tight ends, so he has to report. We bring a tackle in to replace him, and that's Vollmer. And then if we have another play, that isn't the end of a quarter or a timeout or something like that, then Matt has to come out for a play by rule, as you know. So that's, when that play's over, then he goes back in. So that's kind of the routine there.
And in doing that, what were you trying to accomplish? Obviously, gaining positive yardage, but was there anything, you know, strategy-wise? Was it running at Schobel, maybe trying to, you know, get physical with him? That you used that quite a few times in that game.
Well, we, you know, there are different situations for using it. You know, it gives you more people there on the edge, so you don't have penetration coming off the outside. You can just kind of deal with the interior part of the defense. You know, it changes up the personnel group, makes them defend something different. So, you know, bottom line is, you know, as you know, we use a lot of different personnel groups from week to week. That was one of them. And you know, rather than put a third tight end in the game, you know, Matt just has a little bit more experience with us at this point. And so we used him for that third tight end. Of course, he's begging to force to throw him the ball all the time. But
right.
Can he catch?
I played tight end in high school. But he thinks he can. Yeah, he thinks he can.
Bill, I'm sure you saw, you've been seeing for the last 4 months all these comments that Rex Ryan has been making. Is there some part of you that, just like as a competitor, that likes this a little bit, him kind of ratcheting up the intensity and getting people involved and all that?
Well, I don't think it really makes, you know, I think that's all not really that relevant. The most important thing to us is we're playing a division game on the road, and that pretty much says it all, so. Whatever you want to write big game in or important game or however you want to say that, put it in capital letters or put it in italics or, you know, phrase it however you want to phrase it. I think, you know, division games are big games on our schedule, and playing them on the road, those are huge. So, you know, we know it's a big matchup. I'm sure they do too.
Just from a factual standpoint, has anyone ever actually kissed your rings?
I don't think so.
Where are your rings?
Oh, they're in a box somewhere.
Okay.
Bill, beyond saying that you didn't think at this time that Gerard's injury would be season-ending, is there any more information you can provide us with today?
No, there isn't. And tomorrow when we have the practice report, I'm going to provide you with the details of that.
Bill, when you look at plays like the sacks that Adalis Thomas had a sack and a Vince Wilfork play, is there anything you can coach them to do in those situations, or do you pretty much just have to live with the officials' discretion on that and let them do what they do?
Well, we have to live with all their decisions. So, yeah, I'm sure there's, you know, there are going to be calls in every game that the team won't see quite the same way as what was called in the game. I'm sure Buffalo feels that way about the pass interference call, probably the same way we feel about the roughing the passer calls. They're tough calls. I don't think there's anything differently I could tell Vince in the situation he was in. You know, it's hard when you're going after the quarterback because if you don't get him on the ground, as we found out in the Super Bowl, and they throw it, you got to defend it. And so it's tough, but you know, what's clear is you can't hit them above the shoulders or below the knees. There's no dispute about that. So when it's not there, then it's, you know, in some shade of gray. And, you know, we just got to make sure that we know the rules and try to do everything we can not to do anything that would be construed as a penalty. So we'll have to work a little harder on that. But it's tough. It's a fine line there.
Bill, do you attribute some of the offensive problems early part of the game maybe a bit to first game jitters, or is it much bigger than that?
Well, I think as a total team, offensively, defensively, and on special teams, there are definitely things we could execute better in the game. I think the players' effort was good. I think we were well prepared. I think they put a lot of time into it. But it is. It's opening day, and there's no way to simulate game speed on opening day on a practice field or in preseason game for that matter. And I do think that, you know, timing and execution and all is, you know, you're affected a little bit by that. I mean, it's the same for both teams, so it's not, I think it's an advantage or a disadvantage, but that's just what it is. And we've seen other games over this weekend that probably are, you know, similar in nature to that, so. Hopefully we'll be able to improve on those things. And I think to some extent we did during the course of the game and improve on them on a weekly basis here and be able to, you know, play better next week than we did this past week. I hope that's the case. I hope we can do a better job of coaching it too. You know, that's sure that was part of the problem on some of those plays that, you know, they didn't match up particularly well, or if we'd done a better job of coaching them, they might have worked a little bit better too. So, you know, collectively as a group, we just need to correct some problems and try to get a turnaround in a hurry and get ready for the Jets.
So did losing Gerard force you to do anything different scheme-wise than what was already in the game plan?
You know, we go into every game with, you know, the entire team understanding that we have to have somebody to replace somebody else at every position. It's 66 different positions in the kicking game, and it's probably 15, 16, 17 on offense by the time you get in all the different personnel groups. So that's the way it is every game. I can't imagine, you know, in any one of those 100 possibilities when you roll all three of those units together, you know, if one thing happened, you'd have to change everything for all the other players. It's just not really possible.
Bill, in the second half, I know you guys were down, obviously, but went away from the running game. Was that dictated by the score or something they did or something you saw in the way you guys were executing on running plays?
Well, I would just say overall we had more production throwing the ball than running it. And so we probably favored a little bit more what was going better, what we were more productive doing.
A couple final questions. Derek Burgess, I know, you know, he's only been here a little more than a month and trying to make that transition. What were your impressions of his debut last night, and he got the sack? Do you feel like he's making some progress there?
Yeah, I think Derek's done a good job of adjusting to what we're doing. I think, you know, he's gotten a good amount of playing time in preseason and also on the practice field. And I think he's comfortable with what we're doing. There are always, you know, couple little nuances here or there. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, I think he's done a good job with Justin and what we've asked him to do and understanding the scheme and the concepts. And I think he's, you know, he's done a nice job for us. Glad we have him.
Final question?
Bill, there was a report that ran a couple of days ago in the Globe. Said Gerard Mayo played last year three quarters of the season with a shoulder injury. I'm just curious as to what extent the rest of the team was aware of that injury, and specifically yourself, were you aware he was hurt?
I think I got the general gist, but let me just say, you know, Gerard was the rookie of the year last year, and we'll have an injury report and practice report tomorrow at practice.